hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Bravo. First, before we talk the shows, I've been meaning to tell you this. I read Paris Hilton's memoir.
Oh.
Or
God, I'm
whatever.
Glad you said that. I was going to
autobiography.
Send you the book. I'm glad I didn't.
Put Kathy Hilton under the jail. It was horrible. For that whole, the whole portion of what she went through in those camps and shit. And she escaped multiple times. And Kathy, like, called the cops and got her back in the like, multiple times. She called her mom, like, mom, they're, like, abusing me, whatever. She's like, you got to see it through, Paris. Would send her back every time. Cops finding her at the airport. Like, she tried to escape from these places, like, 5-6 times. I'm horrified by what, like, that part of the book was, like, disgusting.
Wow. And
Kathy Hilton is a horrible mother. And just, like, when I saw pictures of her, like, showing up at the reunion, I was just like, this is, you can't. Paris was really trying to, like, give grace to her parents throughout the shit, but, like, the way she wrote it actually was very, like, first person, like, in her mind. And again, just horrible what she, those camps were like, and she went, like, 3 places. She was gone for 18 months as a teenager, and her parents told people she was in boarding school. Just gross.
They're scumbags.
It's disgusting.
Well, where was,
like,
Nikki
it.
Hilton during this? Paris is just
they
gone?
Told, yeah, they told, you know, she's like 14. They told her she was, like, at boarding school.
Paris,
like,
Nikki kind of gaslights her, it seems, too, don't you think? The way that they talk to her. Everyone's kind of gaslighting Paris Hilton her whole life, it seems, who's in
all
her family.
Weird. She says, like, when she gets back out of these camps, it's, like, their roles, because, like, she's technically the older sister, just, like, flopped. And Nikki was, like, the more mature one and the one who had her shit together. And then, like, that's been their dynamic since then. I was like, wow, that's wild. You know, she was 18 months. That's almost 2 years of your life as a teenager spent in these fucking places. It's just crazy.
Paris Hilton, I do love her so much.
I do, too.
It's kind of the whole, at least somebody's taking care of the baby. I mean, whatever. She wasn't a great mother herself, but hopefully she'll learn that. But for what she's been through, she is such a damaged person.
Yes.
I really hope this Carter is a good guy and isn't a bloodsucker secretly, too.
I know. But I mean,
compassion for her.
I don't know how anybody reads that and, like, looks Kathy Hilton in the face. Like, honestly, horrible.
And Kyle could really have come for her and said that in reunions or on the screen and say,
in the,
like,
book, she says she called Kyle one of the times, and Kyle called Kathy because she was, like, young, and she was like, Paris called me. She's like here or whatever. It was one of the times she escaped. She called Kathy, and then so Kyle ratted her out to Kathy, and then Kathy came back and got her.
Would have been great if Kyle went and got her.
I know. She's like, I didn't blame my Aunt Kyle. She was young. She didn't know.
Right.
It's like, oh,
right.
God.
And Kathy was manipulating Kyle, too. Kyle, if anything, is a good mother.
Yes. Yes.
Carrying poor little Porsche up and down those stairs. I'll never forget that. Oh, God. But wow. Good for you for reading that.
Yeah. It was a good read. I enjoyed it for celebrity memoirs.
What else? What was another tidbit in there that we don't know?
I mean, that stuff was the gnarliest. I mean, the sex tape stuff, I feel like, you know, I mean, well, essentially the other stuff she reveals is, like, a teacher at one of the prep schools essentially, like, groomed her and was, like her first, I think they slept together or something, like an older teacher,
oh,
and her
God.
Parents, like, knew, and then, like, got her out of the school or something. Just, like, so she had, like, a lot of, like, fucked up shit happen to her as a kid. And so I think the first part of the book was, like, the gnarliest of, and then it was, like, she really did want to, like, position herself as, like, the influencer of life, you know, like, that she created this whole culture and, like, started this whole thing, which she kind of did, like, the socialite aspect of, like, how she played the game to, like, become who she was. She was really trying to make that case for herself, which I think she does, but it was just, that stuff wasn't as interesting to me. So I think
imagine going to that Paris Hilton concert. That would have been wild, huh?
I know. And that she's, like, a legitimate DJ. Those were, like, her
yeah
things. Yeah.
It's crazy. I do feel for her, what she's been through. Yeah, with the sex tape, I can't even imagine.
Crazy. All right, where do you want to start?
Kardashian probably did really want that to happen. That's the sick part. That her and her mom probably did release it.
Well, because they probably saw what happened, right? She was after the Paris Hilton one.
How much
sure.
time do you think the kids spend with Kanye? Someone was in Starbucks and he's completely wrapped up in, and you can't even tell it's him, but he's like doodling. And then you see his wife come along. It is crazy how much his wife looks like Kim Kardashian.
That whole situation makes me very uncomfortable. She seems like she's like trapped in a cult, in the Kanye cult.
In Northwest?
Walking around these weird outfits. And
like holding,
I mean,
hands with her walking around.
I know.
If I was Kim, I'd be losing my mind.
I guess, like, you know, when you're a kid, like, yeah, you probably recognize chaos, but like, I think their dad
is
chaos.
So right,
it's, yeah, exactly. So they're probably just like, oh, dad, haha. Like,
can
you know,
imagine?
Daddy, I mean, like, just
wait for
I North's probably
book.
Spends a fair amount of time with them. And I think North fucking loves it, right? She's free.
She
with
does.
Him.
She does. Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could be a good father.
Shit.
I mean,
he
I don't know.
Is. Who knows? But I don't care.
I would love to see.
I would love
What's
for him
happening?
To just go to Montana and like leave culture alone for like 2 years. Like,
yeah, wonder where he is.
I listened to
really
this daily podcast about like the Adidas shit that went down, and just like again, like the shit that he supposedly did.
Oh,
like,
I forget about all that. Oh god,
yeah, like telling he
There's
told
so
one of the designers
stuff.
Who was Jewish to like put a picture of Hitler on the wall,
it's
so you
crazy.
Have compassion for others or something. Like just like weird shit.
That's
where you're
psychotic.
Just like, what are you doing? So he's nuts.
Do you know anything about this Nicki Minaj stuff that's going on?
I was ranting about Nicki Minaj last night to Dorian because I just like really dislike her. I think she's like just such a disgusting person. And they're fighting over like lyrics. And,
they're in a fight.
A song.
People are canceling her and they're saying like Beyonce unfollowed her. But then they're like, then they say, oh, she's only following Jay-Z. So that's a lie. And
oh,
I can't even
yeah,
follow
I
what's
heard
happening.
About the Beyonce. So Nicki Minaj is now married to a convicted sex offender who
right,
was
okay.
convicted of raping a teenager.
Jesus.
And so it's like there's that aspect. She has a young kid. And so people like, so, and in this song, Megan Thee Stallion like said a line like, they're not mad at Megan. These hoes are mad at Megan's law, which is like the law where you have to register as a sex
Right,
offender,
right, right.
Which is a great line. And then Nicki Minaj is just like going off. But like, again, she just like, I don't like how her fans are really like toxic online, and she always says crazy shit, and it's just like she's very aggressive, and I do not like
she's
her.
Fascinating. I watched her on
Energy.
Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah,
yeah, and
she's
I do
nuts.
See, I can never really grasp the true facts, but you saying that she's married to someone, I did know that, and that's always been in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
That she's not, that she's questionable.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to compare two people just because they're, you know, black female rappers, but Cardi B, say what you want about her. Whenever she goes on a rant, I do agree with her. And she kind of seems like she's a good mother and she does the right thing at the end of the day, which is a crazy thing to say.
Two different. Yeah.
But,
and I think
but
like
when you watch, you want Nicki Minaj to be like that too. But if she's married to a lunatic like that, it's like, oh, she's crazy.
And she just, she's very nasty in the shit she says about, like, she's like, if Candace from Potomac on Twitter was like a really good rapper and like an asshole, like, you know, the shit she says, like sometimes Candace, you'll hear something Candace says in Potomac,
nasty,
like, oh
stuff.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like that is nasty. Right. But like Nicki Minaj is like tenfold. And then again, like you married a convicted sex offender and you're cool. Like, I just can't
they're
look
married.
Back at that. It's like bad judgment. Yes, they're married. They've been married.
I know. I can't even look past Sheena Shea marrying someone of a man who hit his ex-wife and is okay
or
with
abandon
like,
his kid.
It.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. Yes. It's all
like,
bad.
I'll move. I'm not dealing with this. I got to move on. Even if I found out that now about my husband, I would be hard time sleeping at night and moving on with my life.
Yes. It's more about that. It's like the character she displays and the character judgments she's making in who she's marrying. That's wild to me. And she just,
and
I'm not
such
a Nicki
a career
Minaj
at the time too. It's not even, it didn't happen.
She still
when
has
she was
a massive
nobody,
career. That
right?
Barbie song is like the hit of the year. I watched this.
My debut. Yeah. It's like, that is such
people
a,
people love it.
It's so addicting.
I watched like 10 of these videos yesterday because I was fascinated. I sent one to Dorian. He never responded. It pisses me off when I send him videos and he doesn't acknowledge them. But then I do the same thing to him. But I said, it's like this kid on the street who's like, yo, what's your favorite song right now? And somebody says their song. And then they go to the next person. They're like, what do you rate this song 1 to 10? And they rate it.
Oh, I've seen that.
Favorite song. So I'm watching this. These kids are all like 19. Didn't know 50% of who they were saying. Nothing. But the two people, a lot of them were consistently saying were Drake and Nicki Minaj, where I was like, damn, like they are both still
in the
like,
young.
Right? Drake has been able to transform his entire music to fit 19-year-olds right now. When we were 19, it's crazy. Like, so she's still popular.
Very popular. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Where are we starting? Beverly Hills. What do you think?
Yes.
All right. The reunion. You saw Sutton passed out at the reunion? What's that about?
I think we know.
Esophagus? No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I thought that esophagus just didn't dry it up.
Didn't get
I think
food.
She's ill.
Yeah.
And she could have been dehydrated and stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking back, since she's such a... She hides her illness, I think, really well, because I don't look at her and think, damn, she don't look healthy, but I'm not shocked she passed out.
Yeah. No, I'm not either.
Not that she has an illness. I don't know what she has, but maybe she doesn't eat and it catches up to you eventually.
She doesn't look like she's ingesting a lot of protein, I'll say that. You know what I mean? Like, she just looks a little, like, thin.
She eats... I don't know what.
Now I'm gonna pay attention.
I can't even picture what
she's sick about this show. Now I'm gonna like pay attention. Have I ever seen her eat on camera? I don't know. But the Anne Marie shit of this episode was like that conversation she had with Crystal, and like just I think Crystal said that. Like, I believe that she called them shallow and uneducated 100%. Like,
we forget how much we hated Crystal.
She didn't she's just like, I didn't say it, which is like what you would expect somebody, you know, you don't want somebody, they always say if somebody's lying, they're like yelling like, I didn't fucking do that,
right,
like she
right,
didn't do
right.
that, but she was really just like disregarding it, like it was completely ridiculous. When I was like, Crystal, you probably like, and honestly, you're probably, it's accurate, they are shallow and not like, do any of them have college degrees? I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Is freaking Crystal Einstein?
Right. That's the other thing. You got married at 21 to a 45-year-old. I loved when Dorit the Shade, where she's like, okay, child bride.
That's so people are going nuts over that, saying that it's racist. See, I didn't think of that, but then after when I read the internet, they say, oh,
is that what people say?
That's what people are saying, that it's a microaggression, or that seems pretty macro to me, I guess. I didn't think about it. I laughed when I first heard it too, because it was such a, I never thought of it.
Child brides with Russians. Like if I said that to a Russian, it would feel, or like a Ukrainian, but I don't think of that with Chinese.
Looking back
women,
in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah.
In the
town, there are a lot of young
people,
Asian.
No, but there was one house, brides? And looking back, people would say that she was a mail order bride, and that was fucked up for people to
see. Mail order is different to me than child bride. Child bride could be like a 15-year-old degenerate anywhere.
Right, but I think back, it's like maybe they were in love. Like, that's really fucked up for everybody to say about this woman. And they'd be like, look at her, she's out there planting her plants. It's like, maybe they're just, I don't know. It's just really fucked up when you think back to things people say. And it is weird.
And honestly, to Crystal's defense, they've been married this whole time and they seem happy. They seem like they have a solid relationship. It doesn't seem like a Tom and Erica.
Right. They lasted a long time. The guy's likable. Yeah. If anything, he's the creep.
Yes. But he's definitely the creep. I don't judge her at all.
I never thought about, they have a nice family. I would never ever think about saying something about her being married too young.
Me neither. But it was right
on
the tip of
Dorit's tongue. Very fascinating that Dorit said it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But I guess people can take it that, I don't know. It's crazy. Crystal to me is so unlikable, but I was liking her more. But then when they flash back to
all those,
what was the word that she was saying? Look it up. God.
All those flashbacks were not helpful to Crystal.
when Sutton went to her room in Barcelona, was like, can I come in? Because she flipped out at her for coming in her room that one time. Yes. Sutton learned her lesson. I honestly, when I was watching that fight, Anne-Marie, I don't like Anne-Marie is whatever, but you know, it's interesting that they bring her in. I think maybe Anne-Marie is getting she's an unlikable, but maybe
I think producers are in her ear telling her to do this shit, and they are fucking her
a little bit. Right.
She's getting conned fully, I think, by many people in this scenario. And she's just coming across extremely unlikable. And like, she has no allies. Nobody's a true friend to her. Kyle's a fake friend. So it's like, she's set up to fail, and she's failing. Like, I am not enjoying watching her. Even when she's like, I'm sorry. Okay. It's like, shut up. What are you like?
She's annoying. She could be annoying on her own. But her and Crystal seem like they're very similar to me.
Yes.
And then that's why I feel like that
conversation did happen.
Yeah.
She definitely said that. And I don't know.
Maybe Anne-Marie is onto something. Maybe Crystal did want to be a doctor and her dreams were let down and she sees somebody. But you know, that could be a tiny thing that Crystal's not even aware of, that who knows?
People realize is that like doctors don't talk about being doctors like other people talk about people being doctors. You know what I mean? Like if Anne-Marie was confident in what she did, she wouldn't lead with like, I'm a certified DDP, blah, 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 blah. Just like, that's your job and whatever. Like, she's really trying to oversell her qualifications when like real fucking surgeons and doctors are just showing up and living life. Like, she's too fixated on it. And it comes back to bite her in the ass.
We're a fucking housewives show.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you'd be like Nicole, her being a doctor is secondary to her entire identity on the show. You don't see it. You forget about it.
Right.
Like, so there's a different way to play, even if you're a vaulted, certified, whatever the fuck she is. Like, it's the play and the way she's positioning herself that's just not working for me.
And I don't like Crystal saying to her, you're not a doctor. Well, she did do something. I mean, it's just a weird thing to say.
You're also not a doctor.
Say.
Like, I just...
Right. Well, she's not a doctor. I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like enough. Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Yeah.
It is weird.
I love the esophagus talk, though. I really do think it's hilarious.
It's great. I think we were reminded this episode of who Crystal is, right? Like, you saw the flashbacks. It was like, ooh. I felt like we were also reminded who Erica was. Because if Erica didn't need to bring up the lawsuit thing, and it just...
So stupid.
Her reaction to their lack of reaction said everything you need to know about like the growth Erica's gone under. Like, she wanted a parade for this announcement of like vindication that like her spending money in court to save these earrings is going to work or something. It was just like her. That
Did she get the earrings back?
I think that's what she's trying to do. She's like trying to get them back.
And the audience, we had forgotten, not forgotten, but we had kind of let it go. Don't bring up the fucking earrings. When we saw like this mom's, all I think of is the mom sitting on the couch with the son.
Me too,
all
with the burned
up.
Son. I.
That's why like my head thing. Directly
me,
goes
me too.
To.
Me too. I think
fuck
her. It was two pieces, like bringing that up and then like, look at me. And then the second part of like being upset that they weren't like sucking her dick was just like, it was a reminder of the Erica that I did not
upsetting.
Like and why to this point this season I have enjoyed her. I was just like, why are you doing this? And she was like pissy the rest of the day.
Because I love her and Garcelle together. Her, Garcelle, and Sutton are a good trio. They were fun.
I love Garcelle and Sutton together. Like, I
do too.
They are so fun. They remind me of like a Sonia and Ramona in terms of like their true friendship.
I agree.
And like their consideration of each other, and like they don't take each other too seriously and they defend each other. Like, just a great friendship. Really enjoy it.
And they really
and
clicked.
Very,
and
you wouldn't expect it.
I love
either.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute. Her coming into her room to sleep. And
yeah,
they're really cute together.
They are.
Her ripping her apart about the hat. I did like the hat. I thought it was cute. But
I also love seeing all the assistants and glam entering and just like how much, like, just crazy the amount of staff these people have. And why don't they share glam? Why are we all flying all these people out?
Barcelona people wear makeup in Barcelona.
Yeah, just have people there and you come in like you're getting ready for a wedding in a rotation. You're 4:15 to 5. Right. She's 5:15 to 6. Right. You're all done by 8.
Everyone paid for one person. Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It's crazy. They all get their own people. I mean, I guess it's their looks or something.
And Dory is broke. There's no makeup. There's no room at the end for Dory.
She had her people there. She had her glam.
Oh, did she? Oh,
yeah, she did. Kyle didn't. I saw Kyle getting ready by herself. I was like, that's weird.
Kyle's never really... Kyle is interesting. She doesn't seem like... She dresses weird. She
has always dressed odd. It's Kyle very weird now, especially, but...
Maybe she is becoming who she really is after her friend dies and her life changes. And maybe she was a Hollywood girl born...
In the
be
wrong
in Montana or something. Yeah,
right. So we're going to be dropping like archives episodes where we revisit our old episodes because we've
I'm excited
been
to
doing
watch
this for
this.
So long. Okay, so well, we're gonna do a classic episode rewatch, but this was I re-listened to our the one I think we should redo or just like record a re-intro is our Mount Rushmore. Fascinating. I don't know if you remember what original Mount Rushmore is, but I listened. I was like dying laughing, so I think that's the one we should go with. We'll like do a re-record. Well, I'll just
we
tell
were
you
at the top of that mountain too. There was no people doing fucking Mount Rushmore.
No, there
when
were
we
no
did it, and that's
this was years ago
because we're nobodies and we sparked something. I swear to God, I saw it somewhere or unless we saw it somewhere in it and we don't realize it, but I really no one was talking about it.
Yeah, there's one I think we'll make a major revision on that we were aligned. We were very closely aligned. We
Wait, what? What do you think?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, we'll
save it.
Revision.
Oh, no.
All right.
We'll save it. All right. Okay.
There was someone that I said should be on Mount Rushmore that you think I would take down.
Both of us. I think both of us would take them down potentially.
It's the same
and
person.
Replace. Yes, it's the same person.
Oh my God! Is it Nene?
No, Nene stays for me. Nene was on.
Who else did
ours.
We put up? Nene.
Do you want me to
I said Vicky. All right.
Yes.
Got it. I'm gonna die.
I'll tell you later. All right. That's it for me on Beverly Hills. Anything else for you?
Oh, Sutton with the dead guy in the Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Weird.
It is crazy. Why would she keep him in the Ziploc bag? And then
again, though, makes her a great housewife. She's so odd.
She is. And if she wasn't rich, she would be.
She's like Sonia.
Pushing the bags down.
Eccentricity of rich saves her from being.
And
like,
Sonia is
job.
Completely broke compared to Sutton. Oh, after I saw Sonia on that stage.
I saw that she put up a post of like she's having another party at her place because the renters left. It's like she still has that goddamn townhouse hanging over her like a chain. Oh my God.
Hold on.
Let's talk. Yeah. Is there anything else?
Maybe that's it, but I just can't. Her just being in with the dancers and everything and seeing her in the ballerina outfit with the really dark brown hair. All these lifetimes that these people had. And then she met some really rich dude. And when she's in that house, they just have so much money. It's just crazy. You married someone and got so rich from it. It's just not fair.
Oh, amazing. All right. You want to talk the Salt Lake City reunion, Potomac? What speaks to you?
Yeah, Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I give Heather credit. I get what she meant with you're a troll and that's the worst part of the job. Yeah, it feels bad and everything. I think Monica is really a wackadoo. And like they say, people who have nothing to lose, you be weary of. She is one of those people for sure.
100%. This is what I was, thoughts of part three. Take the other two parts, throw them out. All we needed was this, like we've been talking about, because I thought this told you everything you needed to know. The parts that made me very uncomfortable about Monica is the fact that she put Jen's security cameras up, watched them. Then they have her driving by Jen's house like 35 to 40 times. And she like I was checking if she was drinking or driving. It's just like really nutty behavior.
Andy went at her about that.
Yes,
what do you mean you're checking if she's drinking or driving? And they're saying, what are you going to call the cops right after? It's
like a citizen's arrest.
I'm so happy they called her on that.
I mean, that whole segment is just like, she is really nuts. Like Monica is off her rocker for sure. But then the second part I absolutely loved. And I thought Lisa had a phenomenal reunion. She's coming at people the whole time. And she said right to Andy when she was like, production knew. Production fucking knew. And you brought her on here to try to fucking ruin us. Like she, when she says that, I love that she felt confident saying that. And that Monica says she told production, and Andy quickly pivots hard, like super hard away
He's
from
lying.
That. Of course. But just like the way he masterfully was like, all right, now we're going to move on to like, let's talk about Angie and the like, whatever. And it just, I loved that that came brought up, and just the way that like they laid that out there, I thought was great TV.
Mean Girls had such an impact on, it's one of the biggest society. Movies of all time. It was out 20 years ago and they just put out that new stupid one.
Yeah.
But she has a burn book from, it's 20 years ago.
I know.
She comes out with a burn book. And we know what
on
that
Wednesdays,
is.
Wednesdays, we wear pink and all that bullshit.
It's
like,
so
yeah.
big. I it was know. Such a good
Crazy.
Movie.
It was. I just, even the desperation of that. You made this burn book and you brought it. And just like, again, it's, we will never, this is so hard to see again what we saw with Monica. You've never seen somebody come in like this and just fucking like rock it and fall so hard. It was.
Picture her putting the burn book together in her house when she has four daughters and that's what she's spending her time on.
I know.
Is really scary to me. That's somebody who's, it's like American Horror, whatever movie that you saw on Netflix. People who have, she has that much time to sit there and put together a burn book. She's making good money off her ex-husband too. I think she's getting quite a bit of money. I don't want to say how much it was a good amount to live on.
I think
she's so broke. She's not broke.
No,
Utah's
but
not
I was
that expensive,
thinking,
right?
I mean, while I was watching this, I was just thinking like in 5 years, a year in some like sociology class, this will be shown as an example of like why social media and obsession with fame is horrible. Like, you know, like just like everything she did to get on this show, to stay on this show, to like to be relevant. It's just, it's wild. And it's so sad, honestly, because she's
all
these
kids. Why did Jen Shaw have her putting in cameras? What is wrong with Jen Shaw? Obviously, I mean, she trusted people that these wackadoos.
Okay,
I don't believe she was involved with the FBI. I really don't.
Would they even want her?
I don't believe it.
I don't know. The thing that really disturbed me, though, was I saw a clip of Heather.
Her information. That can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's stalking her. She probably got some good information from her screens.
She's
too
nuts. It's like hiring us.
Yeah.
A crazy person. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying about Heather?
No, Heather, the clip of her on Watch What Happens Live, where she essentially like is like, well, at least Jen Shaw was herself the whole time when she was defrauding people and Monica was like pretending to be somebody else.
Oh,
it's like,
that's so great.
Are you actually like, I just, that was wild to me.
She's
and Heather,
sick.
Heather's excuses here, this is what bothered me the most about that whole Black Eye conversation, which is a waste of time. Don't show us in like audio you can't hear to have Heather voiceover like that's true. No one asked. Andy didn't ask. None of the women asked. When she just kept saying, I was scared. Why were you scared? Why did no one fucking ask that question? She's scared. Okay. She's scared of a grown woman. Fine. No one was like, why the fuck are you scared? Why didn't you say you got punched in the fucking face? I do not understand why no one asked that question. Drove me nuts. The whole portion was
And
pointless.
She should still be scared because Jen probably can still call some shots from jail. She's out in a couple years.
Jen is running the prison. Her and Elizabeth Folsom are side by side, 1A, 1B, running that shit.
She's not gone for that long. The Chrisleys are in longer than her.
Right. That's a great point.
She's out in a flash. She could be back on the freaking Housewives.
I was scared of her. I'm scared. I was still scared. No one's like, why are you fucking scared?
I think she's lying even about that. I really do. I think Heather is just as nuts as Monica, but hides it. The way that this Heather, and maybe I was too strong about the, okay, I guess if your friend is going to go to jail, at what point, how long do you support them? But she supported her until she pled guilty. If your friend's sitting there saying up and down that she's not guilty, but then she goes to jail, but Heather was supporting her until the day, you know, I don't know. Maybe I was nuts about that. But now looking back, we know she's guilty. So it seemed like she was supporting her when she knew she was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, I don't, but it's just, Heather is so wacky. The way that she goes in talking about her religion, she seemed just as desperate to be on this show as Monica. She, the way she talks to her kids on the show about everything, she just seems wacky. The way that she's completely changed her face now, it seems like she's done 15 to 20 lunchtime procedures. Her face is completely shaved down, or she's lost a bunch of weight or something.
It's like the cat the eyes fat. Combined with like the shaving of her cheeks or something. The thing is, if you're gonna either say, just either be up front or don't say a fucking word. And the in-between bullshit of like, now I'm going to tell everyone that I got the black eye from her, but I'm still scared. And she never actually said like, so she walked into my room. We right. got into a fight. We still know nothing. And so it's like,
to
drop that like some big revelation and then keep everybody continued in the bullshit is really annoying to me.
And somehow she almost got the producers in trouble, which I don't remember why.
Oh yeah, that part. Thank you for bringing that up. He's like, she's pretty much saying like, and he's trying to call her on it, but she really skated by the fact that she was trying to pretend like production somehow made that happen to her or something. Like, that's not cool.
I didn't remember that.
Lying on people when you know the truth. That. Just like something
also,
with the producers.
Also, Dorinda's onto something. Dorinda's dropping pictures of her the days prior. She's wearing sunglasses when she shouldn't be on television. And her eye, you can see starting to be black. So maybe Jen didn't. And then you got crazy Jen from prison saying, if I punched her, you'd think Jen would say, yeah, she's so nuts. You think Jen would say, I would punch her and I'd punch her again. But she's still denying it. And there is something to it that now people are saying that maybe, which was from the beginning, that she got bad injections from Beauty Lab and she's just trying to protect her own ass.
Yeah.
And Heather is this, she's become top dog there too, which just baffles me because Lisa Barlow was top dog and somehow she's fallen down the ranks, which I just can't. I'm shocked.
Lisa is so good to me though. Like, I can't even tell you how much she's elevated this year.
Excellent.
When Monica was like going off about the security camera, she's like, sick. You're sick. And just like, I was like, put her on New Jersey. Like, I think she'd be great on Jersey. Make her move. Have her be, she is a powerhouse. Like, I have so much more love for her after this season. I thought she
and
was so good.
Likeable.
She's likable, but she's bizarre. Like, when she was just like, I will die in glam. I get my glam done every day. I don't give a fuck when I'm going in the casket. She's nuts. And it's great TV. She's so fun.
And John gave her that ring. This is from a couple reunion from the first part, but I really truly believe. Do you think Monica allegedly took the ring?
I could believe it. I could be convinced. I think it's very highly unlikely.
Shocked.
But I would
but
not
I would,
be.
Right.
I,
right.
That'd be the, I would love to hear that though. That'd be great.
Oh,
she was
God.
In the bathroom. She, like,
she got it from her husband when she gave birth. Or something like that.
Right.
It's mental.
All right.
It's interesting. I do think Monica will be back this season.
They said she's off.
They will. I know, but I think they said she's on a pause or whatever. I think the people will calm down. I could see her maneuvering her way back in because unless they get another person who's lighting up the show, this isn't the Golden Girls with the four of them. Meredith barely talks. Meredith can barely keep her head up. What show do we have going on? Mary's on a different planet. She's not really a housewife. She's kind of just like a highlight that comes in.
Yes.
So I don't know what will happen. I think they could go on without Monica. I don't think she's direly needed, but I think things could calm down. And eventually, if Monica played her cards right, she would have not been paused. She talked back too much and she should have just laid down on the sword
and
cried.
She should have eaten this a little bit and she would have been back. But she can't. How she was this part three reunion was nuts. Yelling at everybody, telling everybody to fuck off. Like, just like
she's such
it wasn't
trash.
Gonna work. Yeah, she really is. It's crazy. And I mean, we did say from the beginning that she was like not of this cast. And it's so obvious.
Yeah, and we did say she'd be a one-hit wonder. And
we did.
Not a lot of other people agreed with us, so.
All right.
There you go, folks.
Potomac.
I thought this was a boring episode.
I forget that it's on and I don't even want to watch it. And there's some, it's cute once you get watching it, but it's I don't know what Potomac needs to do.
I don't either. I don't know how to describe it.
Watch it.
Because there are Karen Giselle, love them. Love that little scene. I just love that they are friends now. Love that scene of them with their daughters having lunch. Mm-hmm. Great.
Giselle's daughter. What a sweet little thing.
I know. They're all and Raven. Love seeing them.
Raven's
all.
Cute too, but there's something again, so special about Giselle's little daughter. She was so cute.
Yeah, just like seeing the authentic, like active mothering they all do and the fact that they're like connected to each other. I thought that was great. I think the rest of the it's like it just feels set up, like these like set up things, these events, which I know all housewives do, but it just is feeling really artificial to me. Like, why is the non-mother Candace, and what's with all the Mother's Day events? Like, why is she throwing a Mother's Day event? And it's
kind of
sponsored
depressing.
And
she's
it just
trying to have
felt
a baby.
Like, yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just, all of it seems, and then it's like Mia just happens to bring up last episode that Jacqueline was there and somehow is, you know, was part of her like sexual assault story.
Right.
And now Jacqueline's back in the mix talking shit. It just all seems too convenient and like forced. And I don't know.
I love Mia, but that was sad hearing again how her mom is off getting manicures with the other kids, but don't want anything to do with poor little Mia.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's depressing. The Mother's Day table was very pretty. But
beautiful.
Charisse, I've turned a corner on her. I actually like her when she's in the mix. I
do
hated
too.
Her for
I
so long.
I know. I think she's hilarious. Love her tits, almost, like nipples almost out, just out here doing her thing.
I love people that wore Housewives and still don't give it up and just keep pounding the pavement until they're back in. Yes. It's hilarious. I give people
never
credit
give it
for
up.
That.
I do too. You gotta be desperate. It's good.
Charisse would be better. I don't know how NECA got cast.
NECA's a waste of time.
And her and her sister, good for them. I don't give a shit about them and her
either.
Decorating a
either.
House. There's so many more things about a stupid decorating house. And we never brought up her and her scene with her husband in the doctor's office. The way that she speaks to her husband, like he's a complete idiot and a child, is
and he's like a doctor.
Alarming. Yeah.
I think NECA is a huge miss and it's a waste of time on our screens. The Wendy of it all ruined her entry and I don't think I would have liked her either way, but it just didn't help.
It did.
And I do not need, I don't need Wendy and
the
whatever
Wendy
that scene was, the Wendy show.
Hiring,
who's watching that?
And things like would have to be complete. They would, how can you just record 4 episodes and release them whenever if she's talking about current topics?
The whole, all of it. It's just, and what do we, how many business ventures is Wendy going to have? Do we need just,
it's ridiculous.
Again, you're like a 3-time doctorate or whatever she is. Just like lean into what you're good at. What are we trying to create here? I don't
understand. Are you wasting your time? Did you go to school just to make your parents happy? Why'd you do that?
Why did we get all these degrees and build this career to make this crazy pivot to housewives and fake tits and candles and lounges and just like, what is this choice? I just imagine she was like a, I don't think we've had like, just like, why didn't she just be who she was when she came in? I would have loved that, Wendy. I do not like,
right,
you know,
or get a doctor show. Bravo is missing the ball. We have Nicole, we have Wendy,
yes,
and we have
like
the girl
a women
from Dallas
married to medicine, like,
or just a, I think like a talk show where kind
of
like the doctors, or even like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Something
women
like that.
Women would eat that shit up. Yes,
Bravo could start doing daytime TV like that, or something, or something, or record it and do like a Dr. Phil where there's a live audience and just answering questions.
Yes,
I would
people
watch
eat that shit up. You would.
Yeah,
you're like the target
hormones.
Daytime.
I know.
TV
I am
demographic.
You know, when I was a kid, I'm like living my dream, because my dream as a kid was to not go to work during the day and not have to
just watch
so I could
TV.
Watch TV. And it's so funny.
That's great.
I'm like, God, I love it.
Anytime
I
see a clip from
TV,
The View,
so
I'm like, this is Justine all day.
I know. I
like,
never
watch watching these.
people are coming looking for Wendy Williams because it's like 300 days without a sighting of Wendy Williams. Ugh. And sadly, I mean, I was Wendy's biggest fan. And I kind had forgotten about her because I worry. It's really depressing. The husband had a baby, left her, and to name the top five, she was on drugs.
Yes. Top five most depressing things I've watched in the last 10 years. That documentary is like top of the list. I've never.
Crazy.
It was such a sad portrayal. She's in a rough state.
People used to say, come for her, saying she's too honest, this, that, and the other. But now they're dying for her to be back on the TV because there's nobody like her. Nobody wants to watch Kelly Clarkson and Drew. No. Like, Kelly Clarkson's better than Drew Barrymore, but I love daytime TV. You can't pay me to watch either of their shows.
As I said before, the way Drew Barrymore sits on that couch is enough for me to toss that shit out. I can't stand that. Barefoot, sitting next to people, touching them. What is that about? I do not like that at all. Kelly Clarkson singing
that dumb fuck her songs at the beginning. Put me to bed. Inject me with NyQuil and put me on Netflix. I'm done with this shit. I don't want anything to do with this.
Miami, what do you feel here?
I love it. What happened to Nicole, though? I thought she was showing up at night.
Yeah, I know. She wasn't there. That is true.
It was like a whole few days and no one ever brought it up. Did she get pregnant?
I think she comes, right? I think they show her in the beginning.
I just wonder where she was. It was days, right? It felt like.
It did seem like a long time. Yeah, I thought it was... I guess I've already said, like, if something feels a little missing for me this season, I still love the women. Join it, but it's just, it's not as captivating as it has been in past seasons for me. It's more like just there. I'd enjoyed Larsa and Alexia yelling at each other and Larsa saying she doesn't have anyone, which is comedic.
Okay. I was watching that on Watch What Happens Live. What was the original fight? Why does Larsa and Todd have beef about something like that,
Alexia's fine because she like has Todd's money or something.
But what started out that Larsa didn't have money? Was it somebody else saying they didn't have money? Like, I don't have someone? Or was it Adriana, maybe?
I have no idea.
And then Larsa jumped in on it?
Right. And just like,
that's crazy.
You have Marcus Jordan, B.
Right, you got Jordan money, but they probably are saying, you better not spend a fucking dime on Larsa. Family's got that on
lock.
You
also have 20 years of marriage and a fat ass settlement from Scottie Pippen's work. So what are you like? What?
She's loaded, right?
Like, come on. And just none of these women other than Nicole, who works, can say anything to anybody. They should all just be like, we're privileged and lucky.
Yeah, Gertie did work hard before she got
sick,
I think.
Yes. Right. Of course. Gertie has her event plan business. But I mean, all these people involved in the fight, none of you idiots are working. What are we talking about?
I don't know how what's her face? Marisol must live off mommy.
Something.
Mommy's money. And Adriana must have gotten a good divorce settlement that she does not speak about.
Yeah, I think she did get a good. I mean, I don't think she's like, she's not a Lisa or something, but she's fine.
She's not poor. She's spending money on
performing. Hasn't rehearsed at all. Love that. Just out there, 100,000 people. Oh my God, a mess.
Lisa's so dumb. She is what not to do in a divorce.
Yes.
To a rich man. She should have had Leah Black, right? Tell her every step of what to do.
Watching like Larsa and Lisa take those selfies together, like, oh my God, like, oh, you have the better light. Oh, let's turn around. Oh, it's just like crazy. The age of these women and the fact that they're like, and I love her, like, you're the selfie queen. How many selfies do you take? She's like, oh, yeah, okay, Kitty. And then it's like flashing to every one of Larsa's pictures.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, just even the way Lisa's like, when they're walking in the park and she's like, I mean, you know, I just got to keep pushing Lenny and it's his attorneys. It's like, that's their job. To not like, just take the money and be done with this. I don't understand.
And you're not the first woman to get married to a freaking high power person. You can figure out ways to get the right divorce settlement. Talk to Sutton.
Yes.
Did Sutton have money? She freaking did it right. Come on, Lisa, stop being dumb.
I know.
It's like she always thought he'd come back. I think she still thinks that.
I know. I think
you would
get
back with him. I really, truly believe so.
I think she would as well. Especially now that she's seen the other side of life.
She's really
money.
Sick.
I know.
It's not even like she's even abandoned the like, it's not like for my kids argument. It's like she feels like she's entitled to this money. And like she's like, it's just, she really is battling to the death where it's like, you can just be done with this. Look what it's doing for your mental health. You're on the right. edge of a breakdown at all times. You're fixated
she's
on
just
money.
Not doing it right. It seems like she has some backdoor lawyer that she paid off from the freeway, like a billboard, the way that he just seemed to call her up and like, you don't got to go today, Lisa, turn the car around. And it's like, you have access to top people. Right. You're being stupid.
I think she got iced out of like all the top attorneys. That's typically what they'll do is like Lenny would have, I think that is what he did. He went around town ahead of time and paid all, he put retainers in at all the top divorce attorneys. So she can't take them because it's a conflict.
Yeah. Then you go to, she played, I mean, but you played go to LA. Too. You could go.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Right. Right.
Like she also was set up to fail.
I think she's just so dumb.
Yeah. Well, that part too. But it's like, he knew what he was dealing with and he knew how he could play this to do exactly what he's doing.
Oh, he knows she's dumb. Right. He's not stupid.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he knows. He fucking
and she should have everything down
years.
In writing at this point. It should be all emails.
And she should have.
Nothing
when
should
shit
be
was
verbal.
Good, she should have been Erica Janeing
it. Swearing it.
Stashing her little coins away. Yeah. Getting those earrings and shit. And getting her little bank together.
Buy Chanel. It's supposed to be like going up in freaking value. Right. You could be selling that shit left and right.
Right. Kim Zolciak on Twitter selling her shit. You know.
I'm so stupid. Lisa. They gave us these 70. Is it 75 years that In-N-Out is in business? I wonder if it's that many years. They gave us maybe 25. I don't know how long you.
No, it's longer.
It wouldn't
than
be
that.
75. Okay.
It might be 75. Yeah.
They gave us these cool stickers, and they give them to the kids in these hats. The kids. It's a nice thought. The stickers wind up on my car windows and the hats are just in the trash. It's cute, but it's nice. I put the stickers up in a way. I'm like, someday these are going to be worth something, Warner. And I hit them. So
you're
we'll see in
nuts.
50 years, these stickers will buy them something good.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
Stickers are the enemy. Kids are so spoiled these days with everything. When they go to Target and the kids are acting nuts, begging for candy in the candy aisle.
Oh,
they're saying, oh, I could give them a Target sticker. The cashier, that's a nice thought, cashier. But he's, you know, it does nothing. These kids are
Sterling,
beyond stickers. I hate
Trader
them.
Joe's, because they give him lollipops. He's just like, the guy's like, hello. He's like, can I have a lollipop? Like, before the guy's even like, good morning, you know, like taking the cart. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Sterling, wait 5 seconds.
I go to the UPS store and this sweet little lady, they had lollipops for a long time. He walks around the thing if they're not there because it's quiet in the UPS store. It's like, you're a fucking little asshole. Then they change to hard candies. It's like, you can't have lollipops and then change to hard candy. Then I got to tell, they really do understand they can't have a hard candy and they move on from it. But it takes a little bit of, you know, negotiation. You can't have a freaking butterscotch. You're going to, it's not happening. So I hate them for that, but kids are programmed just like freaking dogs. It's nuts.
Yes. Oh, they expect the same things at the same places. Yeah, 100%. All
sorry,
right. What
moving.
Else here? I don't know. Yeah.
Kiki is very interesting. She's so gorgeous, but she is odd and she's angry, huh?
You know, I saw people like on the internet like are obsessed with Kiki. I have felt like I've turned on her a little bit. Like it is, it's like it's coming across a little.
Or you just don't expect her. Maybe people are treating her like shit.
Angry.
She's fun.
I do like her
sad,
too, but like
angry. Right, right.
The dildo with the comments. Like I don't really need that.
Constant.
Like you're the first
the
single woman
wiping.
And you're deadly attractive and like a catch. So like you're fine. I'm sure if you wanted to get dick, you could.
It kind of sucks when you're that gorgeous. It works against you. People don't feel bad for you because you're too pretty. Yeah.
Right. And she is. She's a banger. And she's fun. Like, I think I guess, that's it. She just seems a little sadder
she
this season,
fun.
Which is like less enjoyable to watch. And they all did fuck her up and like not come to her after party. That was mean.
Oh, I agree with her. I am on her side. But
I think also she's getting a bad edit because I don't think production, she's filming more scenes than they're showing. That would like make you care more about her, I think.
Right, right.
Don't like again, like Marisol gets more screen time as not a housewife than she does, probably.
I know, it's crazy. she's so funny and so happy that when you see her get pissed, it's so shocking because you don't expect it.
Right, right. And she's a housewife or she's a friend of?
I think she's a I know it's crazy how much Marisol and Adriana get. And let's see.
I think she's a housewife, kind of.
I think she might be.
I could be wrong, though. She's a friend of, then it's fine.
She's it's a definitely cast Alexia, member, I think.
Nicole. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, maybe not. Who knows? If anybody's on the screen, who make knows? Them a freaking Someone housewife.
Knows. I agree.
And Adriana, Adriana, and Marisol should be getting more money. It's really they're really fucking, that pisses me off. When other housewives and other franchises don't do anything, but these women are getting a quarter of the pay. Not even probably 10% of what the other women are making.
You can't tell me that like Meredith should be compensated more than somebody giving what Adriana or even Marisol are giving.
Gertie is one of the, she's probably the first housewife we've seen go through, I don't know, have we, an active,
I think so she is, yeah,
cancer battle or something super serious with their health. And she is amazing.
She is. She really is. Love her style too. That under boob she was giving was great.
You know, I was trying to think back with with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, married to David Foster. God, what was her name?
Yolanda,
and how she was so nuts on the show when she was on.
When I see the clips of what she was saying to Gigi and stuff, like we've all joked about the like the eat five almonds and like don't eat kind of stuff. It's really problematic. Like,
She's a terrible mother, and she was kind of going crazy, like kick these boobs out of me. I got mercury running through my veins. I got this. That she was really nuts, and at the time it seemed like she was sick
in it.
But maybe she was. Was she just a mental case?
I think she was sick. I think she had like an autoimmune disorder or something. Like she ended up, she was sick. So I think I've still seen her like health battles. But it was like she wanted everybody to like be in the nutty shit with her. Like her last couple seasons of Housewives were wild. I always loved her though. I loved the like,
she was great.
The
right.
wealthiness of like her life and that house they had and like her picking lemons and just she was good.
She had a great life and it was really with her being sick all the time. It was a wild ride with her.
It was
looking back, I have PTSD from her being on Housewives. I'm just joking that people really do have PTSD. I shouldn't say that, but that it was crazy.
Yeah.
And now with Gigi dating, what's his face? God, my name's
Bradley Cooper.
It's just weird. How does he get these women? I'm so unattracted to him.
I'm not attracted to him either. He has a kid with the supermodel.
She's
Irina,
the beauty. She makes Gigi look ugly.
I know. She's so gorgeous. All right. I think that's it. We got anything else?
Oh, I still enjoy Miami a lot because they're real friends and they're doing pretty much nothing, but Potomac is really a drag. I'm sad to say. Potomac needs to go on a vacation.
Something. Because I still want Karen. I still want a lot of the women, but it's just it also has been some really hot seasons of Potomac. And I think you're right. Like it might just justify a break. Like we had the crazy fight with Candace and what's her face that wasn't that long ago. There's been a lot of shit happen on this show, you know.
I love right, guys. I love Ashley's mom. I have to say that
I do too. I like
she is the I best
like, and Ashley's one of the shadiest fucks around, which is great. It's fun. That's the only I do like her mom, but Potomac is just a bit of a all right guys, we'll be back next week. Before you know it, till then, we love you. We'll be back.